literally like dirt, like nothing, you know? And here we are like complaining about our lives and what we don't have and what we need to have and all this stuff, you know? And like these people are so like kind to show like genuine love and, you know? And I saw like the kids too, like as like we like started coming into like the canyon or whatever, like kids started calling their other friends like, oh, look, like there's these people, you know? So there was just like an army of kids instead of being like, oh, I'm not going to tell these other kids that these people are here so I can get more toys, so I can get more stuff for me, you know? They're like being so kind and like calling everyone out, you know? So it was just awesome to see these people like love for each other and just like genuine like appreciation, you know? And sometimes I think like we need that, you know? Because here we are always complaining about what we have. And so it just really touched me, these people's like characters and stuff and just how kind they were and their love.
That's cool. It's cool. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Anybody else? Anybody else? Mr. Stephen, please share.
All right. So the one thing that really stood out to me was when we were at the youth conference, because the whole time, like, there's a language barrier, obviously, but like during worship to like see our team and their team like worshiping together and like, they were worshiping in Spanish, we were worshiping English, but we were worshiping the same God, and it's just amazing to see like that his love just kind of like breaks down the barriers, and it doesn't have barriers, like it just kind of, it goes, like it's just there, like everywhere, and it's just something amazing to see.
That's cool. I mean, the unity of the body, I mean, a couple of you guys have talked about that, on how, you know, it's not a language barrier, it's a matter of a heart, it's the same spirit, maybe a different tongue, different language, but it's the same spirit. The same God that you guys are worshiping. That's really cool. I love it. Anybody else have a moment? Who? Who? Aspen? Oh, you have another thing you want to add? Do you want to double up? You want to double dip this? All right, all right, all right.
So we're in the car. It was me, Cynthia, and Akia. And we're in the border, and Lily was like, I want to play a game. And we're like, in my head, I was like, what game? What are we going to play in this car for like 3-4 hours? And so she was like, when a person comes up to you, you ask for their name and like, you ask like what prayers. And it was, for me, it was like, okay, yeah, like, okay, yeah. And then it was crazy to see what these people like had to say, like in the prayers. One guy was like, oh, well, I don't really believe like people praying with me. I think it's a man thing, like to pray by yourself. And we're like, okay, well, we're talking, like Lily was talking to him. And then we're just like, okay, well, we'll pray for you, like, if we weren't forcing you to. And then he left, so like we're just praying for him inside the car by ourselves. And then some other guy, we asked some other guy, and he was like, I have twins, and one is already out, but was it his son or was it his daughter? His son was still in the hospital sick, so we prayed for him. And like, just to see like their faces when we were praying for them, it was like, oh my gosh, like these people, like prayer does do a lot for them and it touches their hearts. So I was like, you know, it got me the whole time. I didn't close my eyes because I just want to see like how the face expressions were, so I had my eyes open the whole time. I was like, this is rude, but I like seeing like their faces. So yeah,
that's cool. I don't think it's rude. I think it's wonderful. Anybody else have a moment? Yes.
Yeah, so like what everyone was saying about like just being overwhelmed, like through all of it, like right when we like crossed the border, I was like, wow, God, like I don't know what you want to do in these lives and what you want to do with this team, but just anoint us, Lord, and just like consume us with your love, Father God, because I can't speak Spanish. I'm a Spanish one. So like I was like, okay, who speaks Spanish up in here, because I'm going to need help. But yeah, so it was just, from the start, I knew that God was going to bring something, and what, like, people were saying about, like, just being overwhelmed through it. Like, the kids, like, you just, as soon as you see them, you're like, wow, I love you so much. Like, I don't even know who you are. I can't speak your language, but I love you. And their hearts were so pure and so, like, full of life. And, like, when we come to America, we see these kids, and they're just so consumed with themselves and their phones and their toys and whatnot. But they were just so free. And, like, when I was painting their faces, because we did, like, face painting and all, and, like, playing with them, like, just their hearts were just so grateful for it. Like, they loved it. They're like, oh, my gosh, thank you. And I was like, oh, you're beautiful and all that stuff. But the conference was something that really stood out to me. Like, we went to the youth conference, and I was like, we're going to worship? Because, like, they're like, you can go up for worship if you want to. And I was like, but it's in Spanish. So we went up, and they're singing Spanish songs, of course, because they're Mexican. And we're in Mexico, so. One song I didn't really know, because, like, they sang some, like, Hillsong songs, but in Spanish. But the presence of God was just in the place. Like, you could feel it. And, like, what Stephen was saying about, like, even though, like, you know, like, they speak Spanish and we speak English, or some of them speak English, just, like, the anointing of God was just falling on the whole house, the whole place, and just being in his love and all, like, the people were just, like, crying, and I was just, like, so in love with God and so in love with these people that I don't even know their names, but I'm just so consumed with that. And, like, I left feeling powerful and having authority of something that I thought that I could never have a part of. And I just felt, like, so empowered and so grateful and so thankful for having this opportunity with all of you guys and just to see what God did. And he did such amazing things. And, like, so many of you have so many stories to tell. But I just really was in love with Mexico. Like, I left loving Mexico. And before I went, last time I went to Mexico, I got sick. So I was like, I'm never going back to this place. You joking. But I prayed right before, like, I left. I was like, Lord, I don't want to get sick. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to drink this water. And I came back alive. That's my story.
So did you get sick? You got sick. Okay, no more information. That's all I want to know is you got sick. That's it. That's it. Any other stories? Any other stories? Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Okay.
I think this might be our last one. Okay. So.
Okay. Well, this was my first mission trip and my first trip to Mexico. And so I wasn't, like, nervous or anything. I was just more curious, like, oh, how's this going to go? Like, I've never done this. And the first place we went to was the small church. And when we were pulling up, literally all the kids, you saw all the kids, they were waiting for us out there. And I just instantly, I fell in love with all of them. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is just so amazing. And so, you know, we put on skits for them. And I did the altar call. And like 80% of the kids raised their hands. And it was just so cute. I just loved it so much. Yeah, and it was before I counted to three, like 80% of the kids. And that was just so amazing to me. And, like, they were just so grateful. Like, even, like, the pastor, like, he got emotional when we were leaving. And he was just so grateful. He was like, come back, please come back. And when we were leaving, the kids were like, te quiero. You know, they were, like, just all hugging us and stuff. And it was just so amazing to see the love, like we just met you, but, like, they loved us so much, and, you know, we loved them back. And then, like, later when we went to the youth conference, a lot of what most of us have said already, to see the love for God that they have, even, like, in a different language, because I don't speak Spanish, and I didn't understand what was going on, like, what they were saying, but the love, it was just, like, so overwhelming. And when we were praying for some of the kids up there, you know, I just told myself, okay, you don't speak Spanish, but, you know, just pray with them with all your heart. And as I was just praying, they were just crying, and, like, you could see the hunger for God on them, even though they probably had no idea what I was saying, or some of us who didn't speak Spanish, but you could just see the hunger for them on God, I mean, for the hunger for God on them, and it was just really amazing. So.
That's amazing. I mean, even though you speak two different languages, you're praying over them, and you're still able to sense and feel the power and the presence of God. You know, this is not just for these guys. I mean, all you guys out there, it's the exact same with you guys. For your friends, at school, with your family. I mean, guys, the only thing that makes a person on a mission trip different than you going to your school is the fact that they're in another country. I mean, it's the same God that used you guys through this trip is the same God that wants to use you to do the same things at your school and with your cousins and with your neighbors and your apartment complexes and your neighborhoods. I mean, it's no different. It's no different in Mexico than it is here. And I just want you guys to know I am super proud of you guys for going out and spending a Saturday during the holiday season. Okay, before we wrap this up, I have to do this real quick. I want everybody to describe the trip in one word. Just go down. Start with Mark. Just go down. Everybody describe the trip in one word. Think about it. You guys know it because you guys have time. One word.
Touching.
Oh.
Amazing?
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Fantastic.
Enlightening.
Ooh.
Is eye-opening one word?
Yeah, I'll take that. Okay. We'll put a hyphen in the middle.
Emotional.
Oh.
Overwhelming.
Ooh.
Impacting. Life-changing.
Yeah. Eye-opening. Really.
I'll take it. I'll take it. It's a repeat, but that's okay. It's that good. Right? Right? Preach that.
Martin, say life-touching.
We say what's that?
Life-touching.
Life-touching.
Oh,
life-changing. Life-changing. It's okay. We'll mix it up. Boy, how would you describe it in one word? Jesus. Can a brother get an amen on that? Let's get up for our Mexico team. Hey, if you guys have any questions, be sure to talk to them after service. They want to be your friends and tell you more stories about the children and everything. Hey, I'm proud of you guys. Yeah, I'll take more interns too. You know, I love it. And you know, come on up, man. Let me get the band up here as well. You know, I think sharing about Mexico is a really fitting thing to do for this season. Not because it has, you know, Mexico has anything to do with Thanksgiving, but I think it has to do with this trip, with the idea of gratitude and thankfulness. I mean, that's something that I think was common between a little bit of what everybody said, is this idea of understanding what God has blessed us with. You know, and beyond the fact that maybe you don't live in a house that has a wall made out of tires. You know, maybe the fact that you have more than one outfit to wear throughout the week. Maybe you know, bigger than that is the idea that you have the opportunity to connect with Jesus Christ. You know, you can have absolutely nothing. You can live in a shack or a shanty. But if you have Jesus Christ, then you have everything. You could have all the video games. You could have the nicest clothes. You could have the freshest phone with the dopest hair. But if you got no Jesus, then you've got nothing. And you know, that's the idea. The goal for this mission trip, the goal for what we did, was not just to bring people clothes, not just to bring toys, not just to bring clothes or groceries or whatever the case is. We did that, but the goal was to bring the hope of Jesus Christ. The goal was to tell people that there is a reason to live. There's a reason to get up in the morning. There's a reason to love someone that doesn't love you. There's a reason to look in the mirror and be proud of what you see because you're made in God's very image. That's the greatest thing that was distributed and given, even to whether it's to the children or to the old folk. That's the thing that makes people weep and cry when someone's praying for you and have no idea what words they're using. That's what it does that changes a person's heart. It's bigger than a language. It's bigger than a culture. It's bigger than the clothes you have on your back. It's the hope of Jesus Christ. I love what the Bible says. The psalmist writes, he says, I will enter your courts with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter your courts with praise. You know, tonight we had the opportunity to worship God. And, you know, I hope you heard the stories, the words that these missionaries told us, that these teenagers and young people said. So tonight, you know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. So let's prepare ourselves. If you don't usually engage in worship, if you just kind of sit there and stare and wait for it to be over, tonight I want you to engage. Tonight, listen up. I want you guys to realize this, is that you have something in your life that God gave you. And tonight, let's worship God and let's be thankful for the things he's done in us. You know, if time permits, we're to be able to take communion this evening. And communion is simply an exercise. It's a symbol of how close God wants to be with you. That's what the word communion means, right? Communion means to commune. It means to be close. It means to talk. It means to get along. And tonight, God wants to commune with you. Not just when we eat the little piece of bread, not just when we drink the juice, but it's something that we do when we worship. It's something that you do when you have a great conversation with your friend. When you put God in the middle of it, there he is with us. And tonight, we're going to take communion. The only prerequisite, the only requirement for communion is that you, A, have a heart that's right with God. It's the only thing. You know, we're going to read some verses in a little bit. But before we start worship, before we receive communion, I want to ask in this place, is your heart right with God?